The Home Affairs Minister has been forced to counsel his department's secretary after allegations of intimidation were levelled at him by a South Australian senator. Rex Patrick argues the Home Affairs boss, Mike Pezzullo, tried to silence his criticism in an unusual phone call last week, days after the Australian Federal Police raided the media over leaks of highly classified information. But late today, the Minister, Peter Dutton, has fired back at Rex Patrick in a statement about that meeting with his department chief. Political reporter Matthew Doran is following developments in Canberra for us. Matthew, we'll get to the details of this phone call between this department head and Senator Patrick in a moment, but how has Peter Dutton characterised his counselling of his department head, Mike Pezzullo?
Well, Linda, he certainly hasn't held back issuing a statement about his conversation with Mr. Pezzullo today following the ABC's reporting of this phone call earlier this morning. In the statement, he says, Secretary Pezzullo and I discussed the matter this morning. Like me, he is disgusted at some of the outrageous lies and slander he and I are regularly subject to. But nonetheless, I advise the Secretary it was inappropriate to contact Senator Patrick, even if just to point out the inaccuracies in the Senator's press release. But the thing of interest is that he goes on to launch a critique of Senator Patrick himself, saying, further, I advised it was counterproductive because I have always found Senator Patrick to be a person of the sort of character who would seek to misrepresent the Secretary's words, and the Secretary agreed the contact was not appropriate, and that is where the matter ends. Now, I have heard from Senator Patrick this afternoon. He says he doesn't think that Mr. Dutton's comments are helpful. He works constructively with ministers and government departments all the time. Nonetheless, he understands that Mr. Pezzullo has been cancelled, and for me, that's also the end of the matter.
So what does Senator Patrick allege took place to spark this exchange in the first place?
Well, Senator Patrick says that the two spoke on the phone late last week after the raids on the Canberra home of News Corp political journalist Annika Smethurst and the ABC's Sydney headquarters over those leaks. But what's provoked the ire of Mr. Pezzullo is a line Senator Patrick used in a press release after the first of those raids, saying that Minister Peter Dutton and Mr. Pezzullo hate media scrutiny. Now, Senator Patrick says the phone call was polite, but it was firm. He says that there were no other takeouts from the call other than that Mr. Pezzullo wanted to silence any further criticism of Home Affairs and his performance as Secretary. Now, Mr. Pezzullo, unsurprisingly, strenuously denies that claim. He says that Senator Patrick can effectively lob whatever criticism he wants at the department, but he argues that that personal criticism of him was unfounded and unfair. Now, regardless of that, the South Australian crossbencher is standing by his claim of intimidation.
As a senator, I have a responsibility for oversight of government, and I won't be constrained in what I say about ministers or indeed secretaries if I think that they're not acting in the best interests of my constituents.
South Australian Senator Rex Patrick. Matthew, the Prime Minister was asked about these matters earlier today. What was his response?
Well, it was a short and sharp response from Scott Morrison. He didn't go to the substance of what Senator Patrick was claiming. He didn't say whether or not he necessarily agreed with those concerns. But he said that even if Mr. Pezzullo didn't mean to come across as intimidating, it still was inappropriate to call him in the way that he did.
No, I do find those things concerning, and the Home Affairs Minister and I have discussed that, and the Home Affairs Minister has had an appropriate conversation with the Secretary.
That's the Prime Minister speaking in Sydney earlier. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has also raised concerns with the phone call. He says that he's personally always had a good relationship with Mike Pezzullo, but he understands that the circumstances are different considering he is a member of the lower house, whereas Senator Patrick is in the red room.
Senator Patrick, as well as a senator in Senate estimates, has responsibility for holding Mr. Pezzullo and other bureaucrats to account.
Anthony Albanese there. So, Matthew, this isn't the first time, is it, that Mike Pezzullo, the department head, has phoned a senator in this kind of context. Tell us the circumstances in the case of Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John.
Well, with Jordan Steele-John, the circumstances were slightly different. Last year, during the debate on the new encryption law, Senator Steele-John launched what can best be described as a withering critique of Mr. Pezzullo. He called him a snake in the grass. He said that Peter Dutton was his puppet and that he was something of a right-wing ideologue, all under parliamentary privilege, saying this within the confines of the Senate chamber. The Secretary responded, actually, by sending a letter to the Senate President, Scott Ryan, rather than calling Senator Steele-John, but he did copy Senator Steele-John into that letter where he expressed his concerns with that sort of commentary.
Okay, thanks very much, Matt. Matthew Doran, our political reporter in Canberra.